USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Experts were expecting the latest report on first-time jobless claims to come in at about 225,000, but a report today from the Labor Department shows, in fact, 209,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, around 13,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. In Kentucky, a 23-year-old mother of four went missing months ago. Now, authorities believe they may have found her body south of Lexington. Robert Purdy is a spokesman for the Kentucky State Police.
Savannah Spurlock went missing in January, and since then, multiple searches have been conducted. In fact, we've been at this residence at least one time.
Purdy is saying that home where the body was found is connected to one of the persons of interest in the case. The woman was last seen leaving a bar with three men back in early January. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote today to authorize a dozen subpoenas to top current and former Trump administration officials, and the list includes senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The Democratic-led committee looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Others on that list include former NSA Michael Flynn and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Five Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels failed to take a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, according to U.S. officials. CNN reports the incident happened as the British Heritage tanker was leaving the Persian Gulf on Wednesday and crossing into the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats reportedly approached it and ordered it to move into Iranian waters. A British Royal Navy frigate was nearby, though, escorting the tanker and trained its guns on the Iranian vessels, ordering them to back off. And a U.S. aircraft was also overhead, catching the entire event on video. And Jim Beam is facing fines after that fire at its warehouse in Kentucky caused environmental damage. The July 2nd fire led to a runoff of a large amount of bourbon into the Kentucky River, and that caused a massive, severe fish kill. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.